Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. This is Sankofa Infinity, Words of Divinity, coming to you live using the platform of BTR. I am your host, Yahshua Elohim. Oh, today is another glorious day. Well, you know, tomorrow is Memorial Day, and this weekend has been a holiday weekend, I guess you can say. What we used to call in the military a 72-hour, you know. Nevertheless, once again, I'm so grateful to be a part of the grand mass of everything. And be a part of the all, and have the all be a part of me, and in the all is where I have live, move, and have my being. And I'm just grateful that I take out the time to be an expression of that, and not only take out the time to be an expression of that, but to be aware, being an expressive being, based on the manifestation of my divinity. And I mean, my relationship with my divinity is the number one. There's no comparison to that relationship, and you cannot compete with it. And I would say that to anyone who has a relationship with them, with their higher self, or their divine self, they will tell you themselves that is the ultimate relationship to have, because outside of that, everything else flows into alignment. So, speaking of alignment, when things are out of alignment, you have to go back to the source. Because everything is created from the source. All is created from the source, whether you like it or not. So go back to the cause. And when you go back to the cause, you'll recognize and rectify the effects of what is being transpired, what is being expressed, and how you want to go about aligning yourself with the heart of the source. So take that to heart. Sitting here in my living room, the great den, as you will, the great den, and, you know, reading over my material, I've been studying the science of mind. Now, mind you, I have been studying the science of mind since the early 2000s in conjunction, with a lot of Dr. Malachi Z. York's material, in conjunction with the Kabbalah, in conjunction with the chakras and what have you, in conjunction with a little bit of astrology. So that's just to give you a taste or background, a synopsis of who I am and where I come from. But My root is established in the science of mind, because I believe, and when I use the word I believe, I am also saying I know that there is a science behind your thinking. If it wasn't a science behind the way that we think, there would be no creativity. Now, in the science of mind, you have facts, yes, science, the Western, deals with facts. That's science. In the science of mind, and when I speak of mind, I'm speaking of the one mind that everything is created from. That one mind has a spiritual reality. It is a subjective thing, a subjective reality. That is the ultimate reality, because that is the reality behind all reality. That one mind is behind all that thinketh. As I sit here and I expound on thinking, and I expound on what I consider the spoken word, the power of the word of power, there is a mind behind that which I speak, and it directs, it guides, and it points me into the spaces and places that I need to go, that I need to speak about, that I need to give reverence to, that I need to acknowledge, that I need to accept. This mind is the mind of the all. Universe is mental. It thinketh. But there is that which thinketh behind he that is thinking. So it is imperative that when you pray for a thing, that you believe that you already have that thing. And based on that belief and that knowing, the subjective mind is impressed upon it, and it brings about the manifestation of the prayer. Now, if your prayer happens to get answered, but for some reason it's kind of distorted, then you have to go back to the root and sift your own thoughts, because too often in life we pray amiss. We don't pray aright. We pray amiss. So you have to go back, look at what you're praying, why you're praying it, and try to figure out, try to sort out, try to analyze, break down why something else has came about. Because there just might be, and I'm not going to even say might, there is an underlying current that needs to be resolved in order for that prayer to come into the full prayer, the true prayer, to come into full fruition. And that is the naked truth. Speaking of the naked truth, I blog on WordPress.com, so you can always find my material on WordPress.com, Words of Divinity. You can either type in Words of Divinity or Seas of Divinity. I am there, and I blog about the things in which I speak about. I experience the things in which I speak about. I cannot talk about something that I have not yet experienced myself. How can I create a thing if it is not inside of me? It cannot be created. That is the same way as an experience. When you go through an experience, that experience itself is embedded within you. It becomes a part of you. You are the embodiment of that experience, and that experience is an embodiment of you. And out of that, there is a creation. This is why a lot of artists, a lot of painters, they create out of a space that is already within them. And oftentimes, in that space, in that space, they have already experienced the thing. They're just bringing it to life. When they put it to paper, or I will even say, when I put my words to paper, I bring what I say, what I believe, what I know to be true to life, and I give life. I give life. I give life to the world, give life to humanity, give life to the universe. That same life is returned unto me, because my words cannot go out and return unto me void. They have to come back with something. And this goes with whatever you sow, you shall reap. Yeah. You sow a word, you will reap that word. You sow a deed, you will reap that deed. You sow an action, you will reap that action. Simple as that. Cause and effect. It's the cause and effect, the laws of the universe. Cause and effect. You have cause and effect. Of course, all things are mind. Okay? All things are mind. So you, in mind, you have cause and effect. The first cause is source. The effect is what you put out. Is what you put out. It comes back to you. It is corresponding to what you put out. For an example, your words, your deeds, your actions. And then on top of that, it has a rhythm to it. And if it has a rhythm to it, it definitely has a vibration, an energy around it. Huh? It has polarity. It has something completely different, the opposite of it. And oftentimes when you put out a word, sometimes you have to experience the polarity of it to find the balance, the rhythm of it. It's the law of polarity. So, and I say this because I cannot speak of being complete, whole, and perfect, lest I have been incomplete, imperfect, and broken. It's polarity there. Now, even in the thing about polarity is when you speak about polarity, polarity is totally different from duality. When you speak of duality, you're speaking of things separated from one another. But polarity, they're the same, yet they're different in degrees, but they're the same. It's the same thing. So the depths of my brokenness is the same depths and even more of my wholeness. The depths of my incompletion of who I am is the same as the completion of who I am. I love it. I can't make this stuff up. It's in a book. I did study. You know, I just find it absolutely amazing when you find yourself enveloped into these things. And when you recognize that you are an evolving thing inside the evolver, you become the witness. You become the witness. Now, when I speak about witness, you observe a thing. You do not entertain it. You do not allow your emotions to become hijacked by certain feelings that come up about the situation. You just observe it. You observe the thing in which it's happening. If you, for whatever reason, involve yourself in that situation, be it person, place, thing, or idea, you have to know that it is something within you that needs to be reconciled. It is something in you that needs to be reconciled. and made whole, made, brought into accord, on one accord, brought into alignment. Life is meant to be expressed. We are here to be the manifestation of that expression. We are here to express life, the mind of the all. This is why we all live, move, and have our being in the all. So whatever you may create, whatever you may find yourself doing, do it intelligently and do it rightly by way of the divine. Otherwise, it will cause discomfort. It will cause misalignment. It often causes certain type of dis-ease. And I didn't say disease. I said dis-ease. One who lacks ease. Power of the mind. Of the mind of the all has the ability to control all situations and to heal all dis-ease. The power of the mind, of the one mind from the source. This is why Yahshua stated, let this mind be in you that is also in me. The mind of the divine. Now, you can call it the Christ mind. You can call it whatever you want to. It goes by many names. But it's not about the name. It's about the intention. And it's about an effect, effectively praying for a right mind, thinking, right wisdom, right knowledge, right understanding, right wisdom. There is a way that seemeth right, but it is not right. There's a way that seemeth right, but it is not. It seemeth because your perception has been distorted. And your perception will trick you. We can call it the ego. The ego will trick you into thinking you are doing something right, when in fact you're doing it all wrong. You're going down the wrong path. The reason, the way to know that you're going down a path, not the wrong path, but a path that is not in alignment with your divinity is based on how your body feels. Body feels. I've often thought about, when Yahshua was with the disciples and how he stated to them that there would be one who would betray him. There would be, and he knew this one. And you know what? I'm not going to say that he knew this one, but he knew there would be someone who would betray him within his own flock. But in him knowing that, he still maintained and stayed in alignment with his divinity because it was his divinity and his connection with the source that was the cause of that whole circle of disciples. And it was his mission. Often, and I say that story because I have found my own self in situations. And I want to say, I think about the shamans, how the shamans, or even the prophets of old, they know that there is a fire before them. But to become purified, they throw and they cast themselves into the fire. They cast themselves into the fire. And that's how I see that situation with Yeshua and Judas. Same thing. Oftentimes, we're led into spaces and places where we are kicked, lied on, used as a scapegoat, cheated, whatever, spoken against, whatever, slandered. But these are things, adversities that come to motivate and to promote the spiritual cultivation of your being. Spiritual growth requires one to experience adversity. Otherwise, you cannot, just as I mentioned earlier, you cannot know that you're whole unless you have been broken in two. You cannot know that you are a perfect being unless you have experienced the imperfection of who, of your condition, the circumstances you found yourself into, found yourself in. You cannot know. And when we react to imperfected conditions and situations, then we are guilted by thinking that we are imperfect. We're guilted by the idea that, oh, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. No, I cannot say that I am a divine being created from the likeness and the image of that which is whole, complete, and perfect, and say that I am a sinner. I can't. I cannot do it. I will not. I will not. So, but that's just me. That's just me. I mean, you know, based on the things that I speak about, I speak about these things based on the measurement of the indwelling within me, the measurement of it. The degree of the relationship or the degree of the revelation that I have of the source within me. Other than that, I cannot go beyond that. I cannot go beyond the degree in which I have experienced the divine. I cannot go beyond that. So when I speak from a space in which I know. I will use the term belief because I honestly and truly recognize that in order to come into a knowing, there must be a belief first. I cannot plant a seed in the ground and not see the fruit of it. The fruits of it is my knowing. The belief is the seed. But the seed, the belief and the knowing becomes one. And when they become one, you have the roots. It's rooted in young lady said, rooted. It's rooted in the spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth today, to now, and forevermore will always, always be my shield and butler. Will always be my shield and butler. Always be my shield and butler. So I say to you, I challenge you to get within yourself. I'm always talking about establishing, establishing, establishing a relationship with yourself. And that self is a higher self. Rest in the silence and the stream of consciousness of that. That river that is overflowing so that you may come into the overflow of your soul. Okay? One thing at a time. If you can only meditate for 2 minutes, meditate for 2 minutes, but do it with an intention. And eventually you will get to a space where you meditate 30, 40, perhaps an hour. You will do that, but you have to start somewhere. Why? The seed of faith is a mustard seed. That's the start. That is the start, the mustard seed. You have to have faith in the thing that you start and you step out on. And it can only be the size of a mustard seed. And with that faith of a mustard seed, you can do great, 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 greater things. You can have an inner peace that passeth all understanding. And the fruit of that inner peace will be joy and happiness. Joy and happiness. Pleasure and peace. Peace and pleasure. That's how to go. So with that, I say to you all, have a blessed, blessed weekend. Stay focused. Stay in the light. Be the light, for you are the light of the world. And there is no darkness. There is no darkness. Understand, darkness does not comprehend light. So if you find that comprehending you, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Namaste, namaste, namaste.